This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Orc, yes. Orc, warp factor 5, you whore.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, that's the good stuff. It makes me feel glad that I converted all of your Poké Centers into warp drives. You thought you were healing your Pokemon. No, I was just transferring in somebody who wasn't dead yet. All of your Pokemon have died.
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak. Bearing the soul of the human condition, these works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fanfiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fanfiction.
Anonymous Moose.
Cat hat, cat hat, cat hat.
Oh dear God. I'm so excited.
I don't even know what to say, Steve. I don't even know what to say.
This is Friday Night Flashback with Flashdance starring Jennifer Beals.
Wonderful. Flash.
I'm a maniac on the phone.
And I'm pissing like I've never pissed before. Open your mouth, Tails. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. We're at our fourth time doing this.
You sound invigorated. Holy shit.
We're doing Sonic and the Search for Love again.
Steve-O, come on. You can do it.
No.
Yes, Steve-O. Steve-O.
I mean, you said Sonic and the Search for Love and Devin joined in when you said that he just left.
Ring.
Due to technical issues, I won't be able to read tonight. I'm going to be the referee. Val will be reading in my stead since she's basically me without a penis.
It's true. You are literally the same person.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. You are literally Val without a penis.
I also don't have a beard yet.
Oh, no. You have a beard. It's just not on your horizontal mouth.
And not you have lost privilege to speak now, Steve.
not first ever.
At last they have control of your TV set. Are you receiving me?
Devin, are you actually going to read tonight?
Yeah, that's the plan.
All right. Tonight's readers are going to be Logan, Roy, Sean, Valerie, Devin, Sean, and Tony.
Whee!
Did I say Sean twice?
I'm reading twice.
Yeah.
Okay. You Spencer did. Instead of one of the Seans.
All right, so if I understand correctly, we're going to actually try and do Sonic and the Search for Love again?
We've been
doing
part
it.
Oh, we've
been doing it, bro.
No, we're on chapter 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw somebody posted the first chapter, or at least the 19th revision of the first chapter. My
Back
God.
Back in the room.
That was where we ended last episode.
Our That's first amazing. Reader tonight is actually going to be Devin.
Oh, dear Lord.
Hooray.
Hooray, your God.
You got the God echo going on.
I'm going to need some hot sauce for this.
It's hot sauce?
Yeah,
he's going to take shots of hot sauce every time he fucks up.
Oh, yeah, that's just what you do.
All right, Devin, please start reading Back in Edna Room.
All right, hang on. Who is speaking here?
It doesn't matter.
Good question.
It's Edward, the brother.
if you ever you that again, I'm going to tell Mom and Dad everything. I even know about the Jenny stuff, how you fooled around with Amanda. Who are these people? And all the other guys slash girls you did. I still have nightmares about the time you hacked into my dreams and I couldn't get hardly any sleep.
Jesus.
When did this turn into a cyberpunk novel?
Hacked the computer or with a fucking, like, machete?
They're going to give you such a harsh punishment that your only friend will be that thing between your legs. Hmm. They will lock the door and never let you leave the room except when you have to go to the bathroom. I also bet the food and drink they bring up for you will have extra nutritional value to it.
No! God!
It's going to be infused with vitamins and minerals.
And semen for protein.
Before I forget, you will never, ever get your one desire to have sex with your brother, which is wrong on so many levels, says Edward in rage.
Okay, replace Edward with the author's mother.
That is so wrong.
It is on so many levels. It's like fucking in an elevator.
Tonight's hot sauce.
Wrong on so many levels.
Exactly.
Edna has this scared and worried look on her face. I don't know how he knows about Jenny and Amanda unless someone told him.
What a perfectly logical reason.
Maybe Jenny and Amanda.
Oops. Sorry, puppy.
He could have seen me with Jenny outside of school and we did that stuff for a week. The only way...
That is so specific. Not that stuff.
Whole damn week.
The only way he would know about Amanda is if Amanda told him. We stayed in her room and yiffed every time I came over.
Oh, God.
They are, of course,
I'm going to talk to those two next time I see them, says Edna to herself. Edward storms out of the room and slams the door behind him. Edna started crying right as soon as the door closed.
Right as soon.
We're all crying right now as well.
Bye, my dick is crying.
So just take a second.
Steve, you sound so sad.
This is how I imagined my life would be right before the New Year's for the
guys, why is God
30.
Depressed?
Haven't you heard, Steve-O? Life is what happens while you're planning something different.
God, Steve, you're fucking old.
Yeah, I know. I just turned 30. Man, you want to talk about old?
I know, right?
I'm about to... just read, Devin.
did I strike a nerve?
No, I'm about to turn 30.
Steve-O, I already turned 30. Shut up.
And you're old.
None of us are old. Jesus. We don't deal with joint pain or dead friends.
Edward hears her cries, but just ignores them and walks back to his room.
Like
Edward opens
brother, right?
the door and sees Sonic and Laura just sitting there, looking right at him. How did it go? asks Laura. Let's just say I need to get...
Let just say...
Whoa, you're echoey.
He's gone.
All right, hang on, hot sauce. Oh, that's good shit. Okay, let's just say I need to get all that off my chest that I've been holding that in for a year, says Edward. What?
Why?
I'm glad you told me that, and now I gotta tell you something. While you were in Edna's room yelling at her, and we could hear you in there.
In hair.
In here.
Here. Fuck. I gave Sonic a blowjob, and I finished right when I heard the door slam, says Laura.
That's what I call a protein shake.
Oh.
Ew. I'm glad you told me that, my sweat heart.
Hot?
Yeah.
Ah, my sweat heart.
I'm glad you told me that my sweat hurts. Okay, all right. I'm in such a relieved mood that I was thinking that we could have a threesome, says Edward.
Wow.
Man, not wasting any time. Edward doesn't want to tell
me about that blowjob.
Edward doesn't want to tell her, but he has to now, especially after she's going to deny him.
You skipped a paragraph.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind one, but not tonight, and I'm not in the mood since you just yelled at your sister.
It turned Sonic on, so I had to suck him off, but you, not so much.
No, I just don't want to, says Edward. Fine, but you will never, ever get sex from me for 7 years, and that includes what? If we're married by then, says Laura.
You want to put a date on that, or just like...
Ugh, geez, that burns.
Yep.
But it burns so good.
Yep.
Edward doesn't want to tell her, but he has to now, especially after she's going to deny him sex for 7 years. Edward also has a confused, puzzled look on his face.
Confused and puzzled?
Yep.
No, a confused, puzzled look. So yes, it's a puzzled look that also looks confused.
I just hope she doesn't leave me after I tell her everything I know and what my sister put me through, Edward says to himself. You want to know the whole truth about my sister? Well, here it goes, says Edward.
You can't handle the truth.
Is he talking to the characters or the audience now?
I have no idea.
All of them.
You want to know the truth? Here it is.
Edward goes on and tells Laura and Sonic, who are shocked at what they hear about Edna. If I see her one more time doing anything sexual in front of me ever again, I'm going to tell my parents everything, says Edward. Laura and Sonic are both speechless about the whole ordeal with Edna. Laura, do you still love me after I told you all that? Asks Edward. For now and forever, my love.
The low price of $1.25.
Sex with everything that happened today, says Laura.
Well, that total was only $1.25, so since he had that change on him, he still qualified for love.
Next up is Valerie.
Woohoo!
Thank you very much, Devin. I'm sorry you had to drink so much.
No, it's fine. I've still got half a bottle of Red Devil cayenne sauce here.
Well, good, because we'll be waiting again later.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's not the habanero sauce.
I understand, and surprisingly enough, I have a backup plan if you were not in the mood. I got an advanced copy of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that's not even out on DVD yet. Yeah.
What, you don't want to have sex? Don't worry. I've got this the next best thing. This story has been brought
to you by... maybe it's like born to him.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Coitus.
I got it from the Sonic Master. He sends me a DVD once in a while, and this was the last one he sent me.
So he's like Columbia House for pirated movies.
Bringing you all the best in entertainment.
For those moments when you don't want to have a threesome after hearing about some seriously sick shit, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, directed by Michael Beck.
My favorite.
I checked it and it's really good quality, and it is the whole movie, says Edward.
As opposed to the trailer or 5 minutes.
It's got subtitles and it's dubbed in Portuguese, but it is the whole movie.
Hot. What does the Sonic Master do? Asks Sonic. Last I've heard from him, he is working for Sonic Team at Sega. He's the youngest writer ever, and his first project was Sonic and the Secret Rings.
That's why I blame for it.
He told me in his email that the revival of the Sonic series on consoles, says Edward. You guys want to watch it? Asks Edward. Sure, Sonic and Laura say.
Character like the author? Is that the Sonic Master disposed?
Sonic Master, yeah. I seem to remember that was the version
that I read previously.
On the scale of all that is good, on one hand you have a threesome, on another you have the pirated Teenage Ninja Turtles that not even out on DVD yet.
Wait, could you say that again, Steve?
Decisions. You know, it's weird. They said they didn't want to have the threesome because they were like mentally scarred, but I think having the threesome with your brother and whoever the hell the other person is would actually be less scarring than watching the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Just before we do, did the Michael Bay one actually come out?
It was
widely panned.
Right. Edward pops the movie into the DVD-ROM drive and the movie loads up. Edward clicks play and they sit there and watch a movie. After the movie was over, they all went to bed.
Oh, I was hoping you would describe the movie to me in extreme detail.
I know, right?
Well, and we put the movie in and we watched the movie. Then we took the movie out and didn't
Okay, that's enough.
Edna updated this copy of VLC and got the codec pack.
The next couple of days, nothing much happened. Sonic told Edward and Laura all about his adventures back home. The relationship between him, Sally, and Bunny, which he loved both of them but now are lost. He also told him about the special times him, Tails, and his Uncle Chuck had. Sonic also went into why he came to Poundsfield and what happened to the village he lived in. Both Edward and Laura were both sorry for his loss.
Oh my god.
His lose.
He revealed this whole thing that he wasn't supposed to reveal to anyone under any circumstances with no problem.
Have you ever had to not go fast and take the bus? It fucks you up.
He didn't even take the bus, he took a plane.
Did he take a train?
With
did he take
an automobile? With a Sonic symbol on it.
All right, let's keep going.
Edna spent those 2 days in her room, still upset about what her brother told her. Her parents went to see what was the matter, but she wouldn't let them in.
Monday.
I have to go and get some money before we go to the mall, and I need to get things for school this year. I'll meet you there, and I'll be there in a couple hours, says Laura. Yes, I'll be there is a couple of hours. Sonic and Edward went back to Edward's room. They could hear the sobbing of Edna still across the hall.
Tear.
I'd like to tell you about the first day of school last year and I met Laura, says Edward. Okay, man, just let hear it. I'm curious now how you meet you to meet, says Sonic.
Oh, God.
Those sentences. It was my first day of school last year and my parents just moved into town. After class, I asked Rodriguez.
Is there anything more jarring than when the point?
No, I seem to remember in a past paragraph, in a past fic, we decided that that would always be read Rodriguez.
I do not recall this at all.
Anyway,
was I asleep or dead at the
when
time?
The freaking POV changes, it is just oh god! It just it's like right. Having your brain stepped on.
Yeah, well, you haven't had to read the last 57 pages.
So he has a guy where the bathroom was, who I saw in the hallway, and I accidentally walked into the woman's washroom. I really had to take a piss, and I didn't look at the sign. I didn't realize it at the time, and I went into the stale. Like, as in, not fresh. I unzipped my fly, and I looked down. There was a squirrel sitting there on the toilet.
How the fuck do you miss that?
Laura started sucking my cock, but I told her I really had to take a piss. Laura
you
told
suck
me
my
no-
cock, it's gonna cost you like $1.25.
Ding ding! Laura told me not to pee on her fur. I sat down and took a piss right between her legs. So we sat down on whatever.
Field goal, it's good, yes.
After I did that, I stood up and she started sucking my cock again. After a minute of that, a white bunny opened the door and saw us. Laura slammed the door in her face and I lost my erection. Boom boom. The only reason I got that blowjob is so Laura wouldn't tell the teachers what I just did. I'm amazed, man. I wish that happens to me, says Sonic. Three more to it.
There are more to it, sorry.
Says Edward. Edward goes on and tells Sonic the rest of the story. Asterisk.
The rest of the story?
Oh, boy.
No, he doesn't tell him the rest of the story.
We just get XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
both have an erection after that story. Before we can
they
go,
have one erection.
So, before we go, can I send an email to this Sonic Master because I really like to meet him? Says Sonic. Sure, and good thing I left my computer on, says Edward.
This entire next paragraph doesn't need to be a thing. This doesn't need to
Edward
be
logs into his email and gets it set up so Sonic can type a letter to the Sonic Master. Here you go, it already set up for you. And if you need to need any help, ask me, says Edward. Thanks, man, I think I can manage this, says Sonic. Edward lets Sonic sit down in his chair so he can type his email.
Oh, God.
Dear Sonic Master, I am using Edward email, and this may come as a shock to you, but I am the true Sonic. My full name is Sonic T.E.H. Hedgehog.
Let me tell you why I'm in Pounceville.
A quick question. Wasn't there a rule, or was it only in Knothole Village, where if you get a boner, then somebody
only
has to suck
village.
You off for 45
only in
minutes?
Village.
And it was also completely falsified, wasn't it? I seem to remember that happening.
Yeah, well,
the story kind of breaks its own rules very frequently.
Yes.
No.
Yes, we pointed this out 4 episodes ago.
Edward has given me the opportunity to send you this letter. I am in Pouncefield, and I would like to make a challenge to you. Who knows more about me than me? I eagerly wait for your reply to see if you're not a coward. If you're not, then you will come to Pouncefield to face me to see who the master of me is.
Ew.
From the truth. Sonic hits the send button and waits for his reply, but he knows it will take a while. That's carrier pigeon email, man.
Therefore, Sonic opens the DVD drive and inserts a copy of the Fast and the Furious 5. He clicks on DLC.
Shot several times. That all I have to say to him, so let's go, says Sonic. All right, I want to know how this ends now between you two hedgehogs. Wait.
Sonic Master's a hedgehog?
Sonic Master's a hedgehog?
Apparently.
I thought it was just a human.
No, spoilers.
So did
I
he.
Thought it was a really scrawny Portuguese spoilers, guy, guys, you know, the actual author.
Guys, spoilers.
Let go so Laurie doesn't get upset, says Edward. Edward gets some money from his dad. After Sonic and Edward leave, Edna finally get out of her room and heads into the bathroom. She cleans her face off of all her tears. Cleans off her face of all her tears and tries to put on a happy face.
Well, she can't figure out how to...
it wouldn't with clown stick. Makeup.
She got the tags the wrong way round and suddenly, oh, I still look sad and now my eyes are at my chin. What?
What? Edna heads downstairs to see her parents sitting there having coffee. They see Edna while she walks into the kitchen. Edna sits down at the table after getting some milk and a sandwich for herself. What wrong, sweaty?
Well, you kind of nailed it in one dab. I've got that not so fresh feeling.
Nothing wrong, Mom. I just had to think things over for a while. I also have to go see Jenny and ask her something very important, says Edna. Okay, sweaty. You know, your father and I are here for you, says Mr. Fox. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for your concern, says Edna.
Thanks, Dad. You're pretty fantastic.
Is that your real name? Yes.
Don't people get confused if there's just like, you know, seven last names shared between the entire population of the planet?
I really don't like this.
Her milk and her sandwich and heads over to Jenny's place. Edna walks up to door and rings the doorbell.
Hi, door.
The minute the door opens and sees Jenny standing there. Hi, Jenny, says Edna. Hi, Edna. I thought you were someone else. I thought Scotty was coming over today.
Beat me up.
Nothing wrong with him. What can I do for you? Fuck.
What can I do you for?
Can we talk privately in your room so your parents don't hear us, asks Edna. Sure, it might be important if you came to see me, says Jenny. The girls head up to Jenny's room.
Or maybe it was just like, hey, we're friends and I want to talk to you.
If they just heard her say that, they're going to follow her and listen with a friggin' cup against the door because they're not retarded. Oh, wait, yes, they are.
Sean, you're up.
Clearly they're retarded. They'd be using a cup against the door. Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, it actually makes the sound more muffled. I tried it.
All right, let's let Sean read.
You know about me and my previous relationship with you, says Edna.
No, I don't.
I was forgot not there. All about that.
Yeah, I know about...
I know yeah. all about.
Yeah.
Shaw.
Yeah. Draw. I know all about. Yeah, I remember all about it, and I'm cool with it.
It's the Swedish guy from Ren and Stimpy.
Die, allein Schweinhund.
It's Saint Lovejoy's, and we all do that sort of stuff. Don't worry, I've never told anyone about it, not even your brother. I've seen you suck off guys in the school, but I don't know how you do it with your brother right there, says Jenny.
Very good.
Wait. Why is her brother right there?
I'm sure he notices, but doesn't say anything because Laura gives him a blowjob every day on the way to school.
That's master multitasking to give a blowjob while walking in public to school.
It's actually kind of they take a 69. They take a 69, and he's just essentially carrying her like a front backpack.
That all, and thanks for not telling anyone, even my brother, says Edna. Thank you, Jenny. No hard feeling, and no, I got to figure out how my brother knows about that. I'll see you around, and if you see my brother, ask him for me, says Edna. We'll do my best, says Jenny. Edna leaves Jenny's place with a lot on her mind. This leaves me with more questions than answers, like how does my brother know, and who told him? If no one tells me, I'm going to have to ask my brother personally, Edna says to herself.
Why didn't you just
ask him?
I'm
sorry, guys. Unfortunately, all of the Google searches are for how to 69 while pregnant.
The whole structure of the script has an eerie resemblance to Dawson's Creek.
I don't want to wait for this big to be over.
You know, if you added blue hedgehogs
right
or perpetual
voice. I'll cry.
All up in my mouth. And all over my body. Okay, I'm done.
A golden shower is just what I need.
Do you guys already do the Uncle Chuck piss party?
Yes, we did.
Twice at least.
It was terrifying.
I'm very glad I missed that one.
All right, Sean, please keep reading.
Meanwhile, at the mall.
And Rob.
Edward and Sonic both head off to the mall to see Laura, but she's nowhere in sight. Edward sees some of his fellow classmates and with his friends there. Edward sees Scotty in the food court, really upset while they were standing in line to get some food.
Oh, God.
Sonic and Edward walk up to Scotty to see what the matter with him. Scotty has tears down his face and his eyes were all watery.
Here's the start of Scotty's. Here's the start of the Scotty side story.
What wrong, man? You seem pretty upset, asks Edward. My mom just died, and I got a call from my dad. The doctors say it was a heart attack, but I bet it was this new principal that did this to her.
What?
Why?
My mom died, but it was even more upsetting when my dad called.
I overheard him saying that he was going to train, as in the vehicle, the parents to be stricter to their kids.
That's the correct usage of train.
Yeah.
I mean, that there's only one way to spell train. It's all about context.
When you look at it, it just somehow seems wrong anyway.
It just seems wrong. That what caused her to die, but the heart attack did her in, says Scotty.
What?
I'm so sorry, man. Is there anything we can do to help you, asks Edward. I'm going to find that bastard and kill him with my dad's sniper rifle.
Bastard, as in, like, beer basted.
I'm going to shoot him a whole bunch of times before I kill him, says Scotty.
Why don't you use a sniper?
Since I am apparently God on this call, does this person not understand how I designed people to live and die?
Just for the sake of those who might not understand, please explain why that's wrong.
When you shoot somebody, they die. You don't shoot them and then kill them.
Unless you shoot them in non-vital spots first.
No. If you shoot them with a sniper rifle, they won't die.
Why don't you use a sniper rifle if you're just going to shoot him in the foot? Yes.
That won't bring your mom back, and you will go to jail, or even worse, death. Bro, I'll help you out, man, but first I got to find who giving Eggman all this information.
That's not going to be a good idea, but I'll help you anyway.
This is really dark, like legitimately dark.
All right.
It could be any one of you. Don't trust anybody except the people close to you, says Sonic. Who are you and why are you here, asks Scotty.
Oh,
My name is Sonic the Hedgehog, but just call me Sonic. I came here on a mission because there's a spy among you
Stop telling people, Sonic!
You know what? You should just have like a buzzer noise.
We've thought about that before, actually.
Yeah, whenever you mess something up, just go...
I came here on a mission because there's a spy among you that wants to ruin everyone's life. Eggman became your principal so his plane could be put into action. We got to be careful or else who knows what he will do to us. Just act normal or as normal as possible so you won't get into any trouble. Who knows what torture he will put us through if we disobey him, says Sonic.
Can't be worse than having a chair leg stuffed up your cooch.
That's why you lost Sally.
Sonic, just fucking homing attack him.
He's almost done. He's at the home stretch.
Where the funeral, we will come down and pay our respects to your mom, says Edward. It's this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in the Pouncefield Cemetery. Just be nice to everyone there because my whole family going to be there. Your correct use of your... Also going to have to wear a tuxedo, and I'm here to get one. But I'm too upset right now.
What?
Can you guys just leave me alone? Asked Scotty. *.
You know,
that was an unbelievably dense sentence. It had about 14 different topics.
I have a feeling that the situation in this furry community is going to get a little hairy. Next up is Roy.
I hate you, Steve.
I love you too, Logan.
Don't worry, we all hate him.
It's okay, with all these foxes around, you could accuse him of telling a tall tale.
Okay.
You two are going to yiff at the end of the story, aren't you?
Do we want calm, sensuous voice, or narrator?
Just go for it.
Regular Roy.
Bill Cosby.
Regular Roy.
Bing Crosby.
Do anymore.
Yes,
Bing Crosby.
Meanwhile, sure, man, take your time. When you need us, we will be there for you. Sonic also staying with me for the school year so he can settle this matter. Just let it all out, man, and it better to let it out than keep it all bottled up, says Edward. Edward and Sonic leave Scotty alone, and they take one last at him. Scotty was pouring out tears and keep yelling, "Mommy! Mommy! I miss you, Mommy!"
What kind of voice is that, 1930s radio teleplay announcer?
Oh, no, wait, he's still going. "I'm going to help and stop that man from what he did to you, Mommy!"
I know all the creatures that I've... All living creatures are special, except this one.
And the Academy Award for most hammy performance goes to Roy Fortitude!
It goes to a piece of ham.
The yelling could be heard through the whole mall, and everyone came to see what was the matter. While the crowd was all fixed on Scotty, full stop, Edward saw some other people he knew from school. Edward and Sonic walk over to meet these people. "Sonic, I'd like to introduce these people to you," says Edward. "Steve, who was sloth, and if he put his brain to use, he would do so much better in school. There's a nickname for him called Sloth the Moth."
Hey, that's not my nickname.
I'm just curious as to why you would nickname a sloth a moth. What does that have to do with being slow? Is it because he's easily distracted by fire?
Or he likes destroying people's clothing?
No, it's because rhyming is important.
It's always making sense.
Yeah, well, like making an effort is more important than rhyming.
Meanwhile, Necro. Necro? Oh, God.
I think it's pronounced Nycro.
I would go with Nycro.
Who always has a wooden sword on him and likes to think he is tough.
You could just say he always has wood.
He tried to fight Roderick. So how are we pronouncing this again?
Minecraft.
According to Logan, Rodriguez.
He tried to fight Rodriguez and got beat up pretty badly. He's shy and always sits beside himself in every class.
Huh?
He has multiple personalities. Joey, who loves to show off, talks in Shakespearean at any given moment and still hasn't met the girl of his dreams.
Holy shit, I wonder why. He actually accurately wrote Shakespearean.
Autocorrect.
No, autocorrect.
Well, stop, it should be IAN. Twice a day, Steve.
Well, fuck me then.
It was almost right, which is impressive. He spelled Shakespeare properly. He just fucked up the rest of the word. And is it just me or do these read like dating profiles?
Oh, but how do you mess up? How do you not mess up Shakespearean and yet mess up te?
Joey loves to show off and talks in Shakespearean at any given moment, and he still hasn't met the girl of his dreams. Which of these sounds the most appealing to you?
Tom is a big black cat, but not Big the Cat, who really shy, and his nickname is Tommy Boy.
He is a little coat.
Hey, you guys want to see my big black cat?
Yes.
Yes.
He is crazy at the most inconvenient time and wants to have sex with me. I once was going to the bathroom at school and he busted the door open and forced his dick in my mouth. He also threw his load in my mouth and I forced myself to swallow. If I didn't, he would have cut my dick off.
Wow.
Okay. Hang on, I need to dissect that.
Consequence I was expecting.
But leave that where it is. Don't dissect.
Went to the bathroom, he forced his dick in my mouth, blew his load, I forced myself to swallow. If I didn't, he would have cut my dick off.
Yes.
That sounds logical to me.
Sounds legit, yeah.
Sam Jones, but everyone calls him Sam, who has a crush on Jessica, but can work
up. Long-ass nickname.
Jessica!
Sam Jones, but everyone calls him Sam, who has a crush on Jessica, but can't work up the courage to tell her.
Yes.
He also looks out for all his friends at school. He also knows martial arts, so don't pick a fight with him. He will kick your butt.
I'm imagining he knows a guy named Martial Arts.
Who looks like Steven Seagal.
Exactly.
And who is actually a painter who's very in touch with his feelings.
And by the end of this, we're going to have more characters from this than ever was in
the
actual
story. Doesn't matter. We got to plunge through, man.
This is Ralph and his sister Carmen, who moved from Japan. Ralph has a wooden sword on him, another one, so he won't get kicked out of the mall. That's you just get kicked out for that. I've seen his real one, and it awesome. He also really shy around girls, but not around guys, but we hope he get past that one day. He also going out with Mandy, from Billy and Mandy, probably, and told us about his first time with her behind the bushes at school.
Ooh.
Why would he tell you that?
That's awful. Then I thought I stuck it in her, but it was just your belly button.
Thank you, Homestar.
You're not a broom.
You're going to regret the Homestar that got picked up. His sister Carmen is cool and is trying to help his brother get over his shyness.
Not Carmen. Carmon.
His sister, the Digimon Carmon, is cool and is trying to help his brother get over his shyness. It's some what's working, but not completely, but his sister keeps trying. That all of the people that I know from school here, I can hear, but you will see more of the kids once the school year starts, says Edward. Please tell me he says, damn it, he doesn't. Hi,
just
all,
I'm... one quotation mark, just one.
Absolutely not. Hi, all. I'm new in town, and I'm glad to meet some of Edward's school mates before school starts, says nice Sonic. Hi, all seven of them say at the same time. So it's like they just like a hive mind. Hi.
We are Legion.
We are classmates. We are many.
Resistance is futile.
Let go outside and talk and leave Scotty alone, says Edward. All seven of them head outside while the crowd still hovers around Scotty.
And goes
meanwhile, XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX.
Bring a sense of sanity here, please.
I will do my chest.
Edward's a dick. It's like, hey, let's leave Scotty alone because he's upset.
The moment the seven of them are out the door, Scotty looks up and sees the crowd around him. Scotty's eyes are still watery, face is wet from all the tears, and his black button-up shirt with blue flames going up the arms and bottom of the shirt going up to the collar, which is his favorite shirt, is all soaked from all the crying I need to drink a few times.
Because it's a shit shirt. You need to get rid of it. It looks stupid.
That's also a paragraph that is also one sentence, which for those of you playing the home game is worth 9 points. Scotty runs through the crowd and heads to the washroom. He wasn't looking which way he was going into washroom. After getting in the washroom to be left alone, he clears his eyes off and sees he's in the woman's washroom. This is a pandemic.
Hang on, what was he in again?
The woman's washroom.
I'm having serious deja vu.
I thought he was in a closet. Now you're telling me it's a washroom? This comes as a complete shock.
Ah, crap. Why can't I be left alone today? Scotty says to himself. Scotty takes a closer look in the washroom and sees Amanda standing there, wondering what the matter. Hi, Scotty. What the matter? Asks Amanda. That is quality writing right there.
What I love in my mind is just her very innocently saying, Hi, Scotty. What the matter?
Hi, Scotty.
Hi, Scotty.
What the matter? My mom died from a heart attack. We had a fight, and I never forgave her.
More plot.
I also never told her how much I love her as my mom, says Scotty.
Hey, let's have a threesome.
I'm really sorry, Scotty. And your mom and I were going to go out to the mall on Saturday to buy your birthday present, says Amanda. Saturday is the day of the funeral, says Scotty. Scotty starts crying even more than he was. I'll come Saturday to the funeral to pay my respects. I'll give you something that'll make you feel better, even for just a little while, says Amanda.
A BJ's club card.
Somehow.
I would like to feel a little bit better, even if it just for a little while. A little a while, says Scotty.
Break out the LSD.
It just gets funnier and funnier the sadder it tries to be.
Amanda checks the bathroom to see if anyone in here, except for them. She then opens the bathroom stall and sits down. Come in here, and I'll give you something you won't forget, says Amanda. Your first packet of drugs. Scotty walks into the stall and locks the door behind him. 'Cause reasons. Amanda grabs Scotty's package and feels how big it is. She then unzips his pants and pulls down his underwear.
This will cost at least $20 to send through Amazon.
Amanda looks at Scotty Dick, and it looks obviously like 12 centimeters long.
12 centimeters long.
That's like 4 inches.
4.72 inches.
That's about 5 inches.
Just under.
That's a lot of people trying to do conversions as I'm drinking because I keep making comments.
The only reason I know that is because of the fan size.
Amanda starts to tease Scotty by sliding her tongue up and down his cook. Okay. I know I'm not supposed to comment, but this suddenly became an episode of Gordon Ranting.
My enormous salad tongue up and down.
Up and down his cook. Which means that he brought his chef in with him. Her paw was playing with his balls. Amanda finally sticks her whole mouth on his cock and begins to suck slowly up and down Scotty Shaft. All right, that's it. Now I've got to read it like this. Because it's Scotty with a shaft. I'm just saying. Scotty stops crying for a moment. There's a smile on his face. This is the best blowjob I've ever gotten. Nothing can beat this, Scotty says to himself. She's given her all she's got, Captain. Scotty spaces out while looking at Amanda sucking on his cock. 12 minutes have passed, and Scotty finally comes into Amanda's mouth. Amanda swallows it all and cleans the little bit of cum left on her face. Amanda gets up after taking a couple more sucks on Scotty cock, because she likes the taste, apparently.
Give me away, come on now!
Run, lady, run! Amanda gives Scotty a kiss and pulls down her panties. I know you always wanted me, Scotty, and I bet you saw me come into the washroom. That's why you ran into the bathroom deliberately, and I want your cock in my ass.
Okay, this is so erotic, I want to watch C-SPAN.
All right, that means...
This is so erotic, I'm going to drive some masonry chisels to my kneecap.
I won't ever forget this, because Amanda, I've only dreamt of this moment for as long as I can remember, Walter Cronkite, but I never thought it would come true. I'm going to give you something to remember for a while, says Scotty.
A subscription to Nickelodeon Magazine.
I'm going to give you something to remember for a while. It's the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles DVD that's not even out on DVD yet.
Spencer,
what are these strange stains all over it?
Stay on target.
Almost Scotty there. Slowly inserts his dick into Amanda's ass. Oh, that feels so good. Do me as much as you want as Amanda.
Man, the script for Metal Gear Solid 5 is really weird.
Scotty starts thrusting.
2 hours for this? God damn you, Kojima!
No, this is actually the script of Silent Hills.
Oh no.
That makes a lot more sense.
Scotty starts thrusting slowly back and forward just to enjoy the...
enjoy.
Like inside joy. Enjoy this moment.
Joy
faster,
from
God
Pokemon.
Damn it. And my boyfriend doesn't go this slow, says Amanda.
Yes, Scotty, this is about Nurse Joy.
Scotty nods his head. Get her done. And yes, Mame, you will be pleasured.
Oh, wow. Don't maim her. Don't maim her.
I'm imagining a vapid, pink-haired nurse sucking off Scotty from Star Trek.
Yes, Mame, you will be pleasured.
Oh, yes. Oh, warp factor 5, you whore.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, that's the good stuff. It makes me feel glad that I converted all of your Poké Centers into warp drives. You thought you were healing your Pokemon? No, I was just transferring in somebody who wasn't dead yet. All of your Pokemon have died. Millions of dead Pokemon, they're all on some planet out there.
I want him to stop, but I can't put myself to tell
him. I'm good. That's all I need.
Oh, I got it. Come on, keep going.
Ah, Scotty starts going faster, and Amanda lifts her right leg off the ground. Scotty sees her foot coming up, and he uses his right hand on her foot. He just uses it?
It's yeah, free. Just free. Keep going.
Scotty starts massaging her foot slow. Oh, that's what. Okay. And Amanda starts acting sex crazed.
It's softly, not slowly.
She starts acting sex crazed because comforting. There we go. Words.
Starts acting sex crazed and stabs Scotty in the face. No.
What?
Let me turn around, says Amanda. While Amanda was turning around, Scotty slaps Amanda on the ass. Amanda sits on the toilet with... Oh, that's not sexy. Spread...
Oh, yeah.
With her legs spread out. With her juices coming out of her pussy.
Hey, now.
Yeah, Dad, I know. Scotty puts his dick in Amanda's...
Hey, now.
What? I have to read this.
No, you don't.
Her juices coming out of her pussy as opposed to coming out of grad school.
I'll whisper into the mic. Okay,
it's gonna be sexy.
Yes,
it is. Amanda sits.
Tell your dad I said sorry.
Tell everybody, Dad, you're sorry.
just apologize in general.
Steve says sorry.
My dad's dead, and he still wants an apology.
That's not funny.
Son, I am disappointed.
I'm a dad, and I want your apology.
Just keep going, please.
He starts thrusting fast into her. Scotty enjoying this moment because he's long dreamed of this day.
I can't do this. He would finally have sex with Amanda. After 45 minutes, Scotty about to come. Come inside me, Scotty, because I want to fell you inside of me, says Amanda.
Go.
That's awfully violent.
Scotty comes inside of Amanda pussy, and then Amanda goes down and cleans off Scotty dick. The two of them put there, as in over there, close back on and leave separately so no one... I think they might know what happened from all the stuff that's on the floor.
Yeah.
Not to mention...
You're commenting on your chapter.
What happened?
This has been an hour. They have been in that restroom for an hour because there was 10 minutes for the blowjob, another 45 minutes for the sex, and nobody's going to notice.
It's not like they're soundproof.
Well, they did go into the stale.
Two of them put their clothes back on and leave separately, so no one knows what happened in the washroom. Scotty leaves first and heads out to finally buy a tuxedo, having nothing to do with the situation. Amanda goes off to buy some woman's clothing. I'm feeling a lot better right now, considering what just happened. I know the guys won't believe this, so I'll keep my mouth shut for now. I still miss you, Mom. What the fuck? What?
Don't think about your mother.
I still miss you, Mom. But,
who is rotating in her grave at 5,800 RPM.
This explains, why she's doing
it. Is she trying to be a vibrator?
Come on.
I still miss you, Mom, but right now I'm happy, truly happy. When this day is over, I'll be depressed again, but I'm going to enjoy this moment till that time, Scotty says to himself. Scotty heads over to the tuxedo store to see what they have. I wonder what they have in the After looking around, he gets some help from the store clerk. The clerk helps Scotty out to find a suit for him to wear. After Scotty pays for the tux, he heads off home to see his dad. Meanwhile, at Laura house, Laura was busy getting ready to head to the mall to see Edward and Sonic. She looks out the window to see Edna coming towards the house. Laura heads downstairs and opens the door just before Edna rings the doorbell. Edna's shocked to see Laura right there, and before Edna knew it, Laura grabs her hand as they headed towards Laura's room. Once they entered her room, Laura closes the door. Laura, did my brother tell you who told him all those things about me? Asks Edna. No, he never told me a thing. Sorry about that. And I'm not going to pry it out of him to satisfy you. You got what coming to you, Edna, and it about time someone put you in your place, says Laura. You and my brother are truly meant for each other, but one day I'll get you two for not telling me. The band, you two. It going to be when you least expect it. And when I know the truth to it all, says Edna, fine, but just remember your one wish will never come true. Damn it all. Now I'm going to be late to meet your brother, so I'll just see him tomorrow, says Laura.
What just happened in that paragraph?
I don't care. was that everybody? Going.
I don't care at all.
I think that
don't
was
analyze,
everybody.
Just
I think
keep
that's everybody.
It's Devin's turn again, because we love you, Devin.
Oh, I don't. That's sweet.
I want you to suck. Because here she is, fucking like a hurricane.
Edna's the name of the next major hurricane to hit New Orleans.
If it's
Edna
like
storms
one?
Down the hall and slams the door behind her. She then goes and kicks the flower pot. The flower pot flies in the air and lands on the driveway.
On the pot driveway. Breaks into
a- and then Timmy turns up and fucks it.
Lands. All right.
After enough drinks, your brain's autocorrect shuts off, so just enjoy it.
Yeah, so do your taste buds. The pot breaks into a lot of pieces. That will teach her and how I got to find the other students from school. I'll ask them when I see them, Edna says to herself. Edna walks slowly home in rage. Back outside the mall.
Why are you walking so slowly, Edna? I've got rage.
Nike. Lord Nikon and Ralph were outside discussing who the better sword fighter. After much debate, they're going to fight to see who better. We Why? Can't do it here, man. Let's do it at the school tomorrow to see who the best, says Ralph, because you can totally sword fight at school.
That's even stupider.
Agreed, and I'll be there at 1:30 p.m., and then we shall begin our duel, says Nycro. See you there, guys, says Ralph. See you all tomorrow, says Lord Nikon.
Yeah.
The gang says their goodbyes to each other and head off on their separate ways home. Before Edward and Sonic head back to Edward's place, they take one last look for Laura, but they don't see her. They head back home and begin to set the plane in motion for tomorrow. Edward took a quick look into Edna's room and sees she's not home yet. I guess she's trying to figure out how I know, Edward says to himself. Sonic and Edward set up an online poll to see who would win the sword fight tomorrow. They put it on the school website. They also put up where the sword fight was going to be and when, so no one would miss it.
And the teachers will immediately shut it down.
After an hour, Edna comes home and heads right to her room. Edward walks into Edna's room and knocks on the door. Edna opens the door to see Edward standing there and slams the door on his face. I guess she really is mad at me after what I said to her a couple days ago. She still can't figure it out, and I'm glad because I won't tell her, Edward says to himself. Edward,
every time a sentence of this story is read, an English teacher dies.
Yep.
Just say.
An English teacher puts a fucking trowel through her ear.
English teachers already have enough to deal with their English students. Can you not kill them anymore?
Jesus. No, it gets better. Come on.
Edward walks back to his room with a smile on his face, that knowing Edna won't be getting away with that stuff anytime soon. Edward and Sonic go to bed in the anticipating of the sword fight being held tomorrow.
I had a little deja vu during that previous sentence where it's like Scooby and the gang prevented people from getting away with stuff.
Oh, God. Tuesday, Sonic Master Room in New York.
Meanwhile,
get out of my state. I was sitting in my room working on the script for the next Sonic game. I decided to check my email because I haven't looked at it in a while. Wait, he was sitting in his room while working on the script for the next Sonic game, you know, because employees of multi-million-dollar corporations have a house.
The Sonic Master. He can do whatever the fuck he wants, probably.
If I were this guy's parents, I don't think I'd let him live in the house anymore. I was sitting in my room working on the script for the next Sonic game. I decided to check my email because I haven't looked at it in a while. I open up my email and notices I have two new emails. One was from Edward and the other one was from my boss. I click on the one from my boss first.
Very good read. You have to take 3 shots of hot sauce.
Can they just be like palmfuls?
Sure.
He's doing it directly into the microphone.
Yeah, like everything else.
You read after Devin the first time, right?
Yep.
All right. Read the boss's email.
Damn it, Larry, stop eating Starburst directly into the mic.
Dear Sonic Master, due to your huge success of your game, we have decided that you can take a break. Yeah, do. Like, doing.
Do-do-do-do-do.
We have set you up with a 1-year school ship in Poundsfield because we know one of your friends live there.
School ship?
Yep. It's not a scholarship, it's a school ship.
No, it is. It's actually a ship, like a nautical ship that looks like a school.
You can take a break, ship, so we're going to send you to school.
There's the school ship, and then there's the relationship parked in the harbor together.
Everything will be paid for, and we have set up an apartment for you to stay at once you're there.
You know what? I think we're all aboard the third ship in the harbor. Hard ship.
Don't forget to take a little break from Sonic and enjoy other things while you're there. From your boss, Ichigo. Yeah.
Wait, if he wants him to take a break from Sonic, why is he sending him to the same school that Sonic attends?
I don't know. He doesn't know Sonic's there.
Yeah, even though Sonic's been telling everyone that he's there, his Ichigo doesn't.
He's not
know
exactly
that.
Keeping much of a low profile.
Can't.
True, but that's why there's another email.
Okay, what the
from
shit?
Edward.
Is somebody who's listening to our broadcast doing Wonder Trade? Because I just got a Lapras named Sanic.
Dibs.
Gotta go fast. Okay, I hit the reply button and stare to write my email. Dear Ichigo, thanks for giving me this year off and you won't regret it. I'll be leaving on Saturday and if you need me for anything before then, you let me know. From Sonic Master, the one and only who revived the Sonic series from the brinks of extinction.
Who the fuck signs off their email with that?
You know what's funny,
Sonic
though?
Master.
That is in its typos more accurate than it would have been if he had said it the way he meant to.
Because yeah. Sonic Boom, Sonic Knuckles hates not allowing day. It
to be extended.
No, but see, that would only be true if he wrote Sonic 06. Instead, he wrote Sonic and the Secret Rings.
Call was terrible, but in a more forgettable way than Sonic 2K6.
Secret Rings, I thought, like, at least played fine.
We're not getting into this.
All right.
Yes, we are.
Except for when you lightly graze a pot and die.
I hit the send button and hope he doesn't want me for anything till I come back. I click Edward's email and read it over twice. The real Sonic in Poundsville, and now this gives me the perfect opportunity to challenge him. I quickly hit the reply button. Dear Sonic and Edward, this couldn't have worked out better for me. I'm coming down to Poundsville on Saturday. I would love to challenge you, Sonic, to see who the best me or you. I'll challenge you on the Monday because I need time to get all my stuff together before we duel. May the best hedgehog won and the loser bask in the winner's glory because I will beat you for I am the master, not you. The master will never reveal its secrets, young grasshopper.
Oh man, can you please read this like Torgo?
The master will never reveal its secrets, young grasshopper. If only the apprentice can beat the master, then I shall reveal all. Oh god. All right. It's hurting a bit.
Go ahead.
There are things you shall learn that you have to unlearn for you to master. What? For therefore I am the master of all that is Sonic.
Because he is the master and I am the master and we are all the master together.
I don't think I would hire somebody who's this over-invested in the franchise if I were Sega of America's president.
If you need help, just give me a holler. Like, give me a U-hauler.
I need to move all my stuff to Poundsville. Give me a holler.
Give me a U-haul. Only after I beat you, will you cry. Will call me master for that what I am, and you shall beg for all the help you can get.
Oh.
So does he also, like, respond to work emails like this normally? You will get my coffee, for I am the master.
Excuse
that's
me.
Why he, you that's parked why in my he space. Works from home.
You parked in my space last Thursday. I don't think you remember. I am the Sonic.
You have made a powerful enemy today. I am the master.
Okay, let's keep going.
She's almost done.
I still have your address saved, so I'll come over Sunday morning to see you and your sister. Wait, I thought he was gonna. Oh well. It will be good to catch up on old times and all. From the master of all that is Sonic, Sonic Master.
Logan.
Logan.
Logan. Logan.
Who gave Logan cats?
Logan. Logan.
Again. Hello again.
Again. Logan.
Again.
Logan.
Hello.
Logan. Logan.
Logan. Oh, hi, David.
Hi. Hello.
Well, it's David's turn.
Are you Logan?
No.
The hell have you been, jerk face?
It's David's turn.
Logan.
Oh, it is David's turn.
Wait, you say it's my turn and then it's not.
Eat a dick.
No return.
Eat a fucking dick.
You'll go after him, Dave.
Hold on, let me do that real quick.
I hit send and hoping that the true Sonic will be a worthy challenge for me and not some joke. I finally can put all my skills to use without holding back on my opponent because I know he won't either.
Ether.
Ether. It's the ether, please.
Man, I love me some ether, so Grags.
Go back to eating your dick,
I turned on the radio and the song Sunday Morning was playing. I turned the radio right off because I can't stand that song.
Then why not you?
That's how
the
I
commentary
feel
no
I
one was waiting for.
Bare naked lady.
I started to get my stuff together, and I have to say my goodbyes to everyone before I go. I hope everything goes smoothly while I'm there. I head out after grabbing the keys to the apartment. Back in Poundsville in Edward's room.
At least he didn't lock himself out of his
apartment. Sonic and Edward wake up. and immediately go to check the poll for the sword fight on Edward's computer. They check the poll, and it was tied. They were both surprised by this. There are going to be a lot of people there today, and let's check if I got an email back from the Sonic Master yet, says Edward.
Facebook polls, so dramatic.
Agreed. Let's do that, says Sonic. Edward goes to check his email. My mistake. Yeah. Yep. Him email and sees an email from the Sonic Master.
How can you make the same mistake this many times in a row?
It actually skipped my eyes, and I'm looking out for this shit.
Your brain is starting to fix it.
Edward clicks on it, and they both read it. That good, it's Sunday instead of Saturday because of the funeral we're going to.
Oh man, this is just caveman speak now.
If I was Saturday.
If it was Saturday.
I am Sonic Cock. I like Geico.
God damn it. If it was Saturday, we wouldn't be seeing him. We would be see Scotty instead, says Edward. I agree with you, man. Good to keep your friends close, because you may need their help someday, says Sonic. Edward and Sonic walk out of his room only to see Edna door swing open to her room. They walk into her room and see she's not there. Edward notices some papers on her desk.
Then who was door?
Who was door?
Well, we know who was the castle, at least.
He skims through them and notices the title at the top of the page. Hey, Sonic, check this out, says Edward. Edward hands Sonic the paper and looks at it. The title says, How to Spy on People at School and Get Away with It, says Sonic.
The Pulitzer Prize winner, New York Times bestseller.
That can't be right. My sister loves things the way they are, and she would never resort to this, says Edward. I agree with you, man. Someone must have planted it here. And now I have to suspect your sister till I know for sure she did it or not, says Sonic. I know, man, but let's just keep it to ourselves for now, says Edward.
These people are terribly vindictive. No
time, right, says Sonic.
That takes a whole different level of effort to deliberately misspell ourselves as in ourselves. A-R-E-S-E-L-V-E-S. Jesus.
That's some like hooked and drugged on phonics shit.
Yep.
Clubbed to death by phonics.
Downstairs to see Edna there eating breakfast with a smile on her face. Their parents were sitting there enjoying their coffee. Edward Dad gets up and kisses his wife on the mouth.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
A ladder, sweaty pie.
The dad just hates everyone in his family.
Hey, sweaty, looking really sweat today.
Oh my god.
Bye, Foxy Woxy. And I hope you have a good day at work, says Miss Fox, even though she's
sweaty
a Mrs.
Betty and Foxy Woxy.
Edward Dad gets ready and heads to work.
Let's not forget Chickadee E.
I had a conniption with how many different incorrect uses of the same usage of there was in that one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
David, please read the next section.
Oh, I get the next section? Okay, cool. Where are we at?
Page.
Dude, I've got 66. Like 90 pages to sift okay, through, all right?
How's that dick taste, David?
Mm-hmm. So damn.
Sweaty, even.
Morning, Mom, says Edward. Morning, Edward, says, and Sonic, glad to see you're both up, says Miss Fox. Sonic and Edward both sit down at the table and see pancakes in front of them. Mom, when did you make these asks? Oh, wait, no, wait. We agreed last week. Mom, when did you make these asks, Edward?
Oh, yeah.
Half hour ago! I'm surprised you didn't notice the smell! You two must have been right out of it!
Says Mrs. Fox. Miss Fox, because she's not married anymore.
Yeah, I guess we were. We had a lot of stuff to do last night before we went to bed.
Says Edward.
Thanks for the pancakes! And back where I lived, we never had pancakes. This is new to me, says Sonic.
Really? That odd, says
Edna. This is really tough, having more than two characters at a time.
It's because all the supplies were buried in...
Oh, wait. It's... fuck!
It's because all the supplies were buried in by my landlord. I also think he was allergic to them, says Sonic.
How can you be allergic to pancakes?
Wow.
You told me you lived in a village, says Edna.
I did, but he owned everything, so we paid for it monthly, says Sonic.
That's stupid. That seems stupider than most of the story.
Wow. Like, wow, that sucks, says Edna. Yeah, I know. But at least I never have to see him again, says Sonic.
Sounds like Donatello, or not Donatello, Michelangelo.
Hello! I've got a couple things to do before this afternoon because I read on the internet, on the net, there is a sword computation. I want to see
that's
it.
That's a Maya Mortal level misspelling.
I want to see it, so I'll be over there this afternoon, says Edna. Have fun, says Edna, says Miss Fox.
I will
be surprised to see Edward and Sonic there too. Goodbye. I'll see you all later, says Edna.
Everyone waves goodbye to Edna. Edna closes the door behind her and heads off to see some people.
Nice going, Sonic, and not telling my sister the whole truth just in case she's behind it, says Edward.
Behind what? Oh, no, shit. That's Miss Fox.
Nothing, Mom. It has nothing to do with you, says Edward.
Okay, but you know I will find out eventually what it is.
Why is Edward a serial killer now?
He's always been a serial killer.
Okay.
Whatever it is, just try not to get me involved in it. You two had better hurry up and eat before you get scolded. Get cold, says Miss Fox.
Yes, Mom, we will, says Edward.
Edward and Sonic put syrup on their, as in over there, pancakes, and a little bit of butter. After eating their pancakes, again, over there, they were both full and couldn't eat anther bite, if they wanted to.
Isn't that what Timmy Turner fucked that plant in, the anther?
Yes.
You know what?
The engorged anther.
We don't reference other fics. Not even those.
Okay.
This is the fic that all other fics look up to.
This is the paragraph I'm not going to make any mistakes on. All right. Bullshit. Here we go.
Go ahead.
You jinxed it.
Those were delicious, and I can't believe I've never had them before, says Sonic.
They were great, Mom. We're going to head to Laura's place, and we'll be back tonight. But if we're not...
We will be back.
How?
You were so close, David.
Shut up, I was 2 cents in, and I wasn't even.
Made it halfway.
I'm not sure if that was him choking back tears or letting out a self-satisfied snort.
He was doing, like, the dad-ass face that...
Oh, that
he was deflating.
We will be back tonight, but if we're not, we will be at Laura's place, says Edward.
You two have fun! And say hi to Laura for me, says Miss Fox.
I will, says Edward.
Edward opens the utensil door and grabs one thing out of it.
Wait a minute, Miss Fox, Vivica A or Megan?
None of the above. Megan Fox has weird thumbs.
Yeah, so do foxes.
Foxes don't have thumbs, stupid.
Which would be why they're weird when they have them, wouldn't it?
Touche. Got me there. That's some sound-ass logic there, Mr. Baldini.
Thank you, sir. That's my drunk logic at work.
Why would you put the regulator 9 feet away from the freaking power jack? This thing doesn't make any sense.
They head back upstairs to grab a couple things. Man, we still need to go to the mall. We forgot to buy anything the last time we were there, says Sonic.
A common mistake.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll do that.
And people wonder why malls are going out of business.
We'll do that once we see Laura, and then all three of yous will head to the mall, says Edward.
Sounds good! Let's go, says Sonic.
That was Sonic and mistakes! Yay!
Sonic and Edward head back downstairs. His mom was sitting in the kitchen table, or shit, sitting at the kitchen table, reading the paper.
Goodbye, Mom,
and says quietly Edward. Quietly weeping over the fruit of her loins.
Goodbye,
Miss Fox. Goodbye, Miss Fox, says Sonic.
Goodbye, you two. Have fun and make sure your sister doesn't get hurt at the competition today, says Miss Fox.
While you're swinging fucking swords at each other.
Well, you know, it's
a good competition. It's a computation.
Okay.
They're just calculating sword vectors.
Oh, they head out the door. What I'm about to tell you is going to give you such a fit of amnesia.
Read.
Let him do this.
They head out the door and head over to Laura's house.
Sean, you're up.
You just like substituting the word cock at this point, huh?
Laura doesn't have a cock. She has a prehensile vagina. Haven't you been paying attention?
She's a Fuda. They get to Laura House.
Sean.
They get to Laura House 30 minutes later. Edward knocks on the door and waits for someone to answer the door. Laura came to the door wearing a blue skirt and light blue shirt.
And the door.
By the door.
Hi, Laura, says Edward.
Through the door.
Hi! Hi, Edward and Sonic, come
at
in!
At the door.
Says Laura. Hi, Laura, says Sonic. Hi, Laura, and a lot of things happened yesterday at the mall. Laura, well, we were waiting for you at the mall, but you weren't there. We saw Scotty and talked to him for a bit. His mother died from a heart attack, and the funeral we got invited to go to. I told him we are going to be there on Saturday, and it all... And
at.
Shit. At. And at. It at. And it at 2:30, but we should be there early. We also ran to some of our schoolmates there, and they're going to be a sword fight between Necro and Ralph this afternoon. It's going to be at the school this afternoon at 1:30, and because see if you...
It's totally cool to have, you know, weapons on school property and shit.
They said we can't. They said we can't do it today at the mall. Instead, let's wait until we go to school. Even
remember, there are people who carry around wooden swords, so they won't get kicked out of places.
When I was like 14 or so, I walked around like carrying sticks around all the time, and I got in trouble and not allowed on buses and into places a lot of the time for that.
Just out of curiosity, Roy, how many people did you hit with them while you were quote unquote carrying them?
Oh, zero. I hit people with my fists because I was never had sticks with me when people pissed me off.
See, this is why you can't go on places with sticks.
All right,
I'm imagining that right before you got kicked out of any given public place, you yelled, "There can only be one."
Let's go.
It's going to be at the school this afternoon at 1:30 and see if you wanted to come with us to see who wins, says Edward.
Sure. I've always wondered who the better one was out of those two, says Laura.
That good to hear, and we still need to get to the mall to get our stuff this year, says Edward.
Let's go, and I got to say goodbye to my parents first, says Laura.
All right, we will wait here, says Edward. Laura goes to say goodbye to her parents before they left. The three of them head towards the mall. They get
Thank
to
God
the mall.
Those like sentences were totally unnecessary. Why did it matter that she said bye to her parents?
It was so nice.
I like how every single one ended with, said Laura. You know, don't change it up or anything.
I can't help but tell if you're being sarcastic.
There's a possibility.
They get to the mall and went inside. The mall was empty except for the people who worked there. Sonic notices a sign on the door and reads it. Excuse
us. Particularly bad mall.
Excuses us.
Excuses us, but the mall will be closing early due to a sword competition this afternoon. No, this one's competition.
It's competition.
Oh, it's no. It should be computation. It's a typo.
No,
you expect more from Sonic in the Search for Love.
No, we don't. Not anymore.
You expect less, and you were disappointed when it doesn't arrive.
This afternoon at St. Lovejoy's, and the event will be at 1:30.
Begin at.
Fuck. Guess the word spreads fast, considering we just talked about this yesterday. Says Edward.
Oh my god, he totally could have said, wow, the word spread faster than my sister's lips.
He could have, but let's be fair, Edward seems to switch between, like, my sister's a whore and a horrible person. She couldn't be spying on people. That's so out of character. It must have been planted there.
This is going to ruin a reputation as an upstanding whore of Satan.
Yeah, guess so, says Sonic. The three of them take their time shopping since there were no crowds at all. They go to the food court to get some lunch before they head out to St. Lovejoy's.
So they have Sbarro's at the mall and...
Edward takes a look at the clock.
No, they have that pizza place that they had last week.
Edward takes a look at the clock on the wall and sees the time says 11:11. Or 1:11. Hey, we got to go and we have 19 minutes to get there. Sonic, do you think you can use your Sonic to rush, use your speed to rush us over there just this one time? Ask Edward.
Oh my god, is Sonic being asked if he can go fast?
I don't think so.
You know, for a story called Sonic and the Search for Love, it doesn't really feature Sonic all that often.
Both searching for love.
Search for love.
It should be the Search for Love and Sonic. Well, no, more like the Search for Incest and Sonic.
I don't know, man. I just don't want my cover to be blowing that all, says Sonic.
Just push on. Push on, Sean.
Laura gives him the look in a sexy kind of way.
If you do this, we will have sex, just you and me, says Laura, whispering into Sonic's ear.
I'll do it just this once, but not again, says Sonic. Sonic gives Laura a wink. They head outside the mall with only 10 minutes remaining until it starts. All right, Laura, I'll hold you in my arms. All right, Laura, I'll hold you in my arms, and Edward, hold on to me tight, says Sonic. Sonic goes super speed and shows up at St. Lovejoy's with 2 minutes to spar. They walk up to where the crowd is and see Edna talking with the other students there.
That's crowed.
Yeah, if this fight scene doesn't have like Yuen-Wo Ping level choreography, I'm going to be very, very upset.
They walk up to where the crowd is and sees Edna talking with the other students there. Ralph and Necro were in the center of the crowd staring at each other, waiting for the time to hit. They both brought their real swords with them for their duel to see who the true sword master is at this school. Edward takes another quick look around and sees everyone from St. Lovejoy's here.
I have to sing something from the chat real quick.
Go ahead.
Scotty doesn't know that Edna and me do it in the washroom at Poundsville. The punctuation's wrong. He's got a 4-inch stone. Don't be on my fur, because Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
You're just jealous, Chivo.
It's awful, but I tried.
No, you did a good job. We're just dragging so many things through the mud and pee and poop and
dash. You know, you do musical interludes every week.
I never said I was jealous. I'm glad that he did it.
Yeah, but you can't be upset about dragging things through the mud.
He's not upset at the song. He's just upset with the story in general.
Yeah.
That's fair. So who's up next?
And life.
Up next is Roy, then Tony, and then Spencer, and then David again.
And then we're done.
Damn it, I was going to not do the narrative voice for this one, but this is like an action scene, so it would actually make sense.
Just hey, everybody. It's time to continue with Sonic and the Search for Love. Shut your face, Steven. Edward walks into the center of the crowd and pulls out a spoon. This is a knife, says Edward. The crowd laughs. Krez walks up to him. That a spoon man, says Krez. Reminder to everyone, Krez is the author of Sonic and the Search for Love.
Oh, I thought that was the Sonic Master. That
could too. Be both.
Krez is his double actual is his name.
Double insert in fanfic.
Mm-hmm. That a spoon man, says Krez. I've seen you've played Knife Spoonie before, says Edward. What? Edward, you're holding up the competition, so move out of the way, says Krez. Say Krez.
That's actually a reference to something of quality. That would be The Simpsons.
Don't tread on me.
I refuse to remember that one. Edward and Krez walk out of the circle and into the crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, we have here two sword fighters that claim to be the master.
Read that again.
Ladies and gentlemen, did my brain skip that one too?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have here two sword proper noun fighters that clam to be the master. In the right corner, we have Ralph. And in the left corner, we have Necro. Let's get ready to clash swords. And over here, that metal fly.
Necro, Bele, cousin!
It's me, your cousin!
Roman! Oh, I'm sorry, Roomba!
I am from much better narrative. Let us go. Get out of here quickly.
Let's begin, says Sam.
Let's not and say we did.
Before we start, Nico, I didn't bring my sword. Sadida? What is that? Oh, that's the name of his special sword. I didn't bring my sword, Sadidar, because it will destroy your sword on touch.
Beautiful feet.
I just brought a normal sword, so you would have a chance, says Ralph.
Do you want to come back to my mom's house after this? We have Easy Mac and the
Legend of Korra. She's reheating lasagna tonight.
All right. That sounds fair, says Necro. All of these characters sound the same now. Ralph and Necro pull out their swords and bow to each other. They hold their swords high and run towards each other. The swords clash while each other holding their swords, pushing them against each other.
The amount of mouth breathing that's coming out of the story is too much to bear.
You're doing well, says Ralph. You too.
I'm dying a little bit.
Says, you too, says Necro. You go too, ahead. Says Necro. Necro jumps back and gets ready for his next attack. Ralph runs up with his sword pointing right at Necro.
Oh, Necro plays a trap card.
Necro stands there while Ralph runs towards him. Ralph stops and has his sword pointed right at Necro's neck. You lost, Necro, says Ralph. Did I? Asks Necro. Oh, God. Necro's shadow steps and disappears from what? Necro's shadow steps and disappears from Ralph's sight. Where did he go? Ralph says to himself. Necro reappears right behind Ralph and is just about to have his sword across his neck. Oh,
come on.
Ralph,
they were going to do this in a schoolyard at 1:30 p.m.
It is.
They are doing this in a schoolyard at 1:30 p.m.
Wait, I thought they were doing it in the abandoned mall.
No.
No. The mall is at the school now.
Ah, well, my whole visual is based around that thing in front of an Orange Julius with a bunch of really confused minimum wage workers just staring at them wondering what the shit is going on.
Ralph pulls his sword off and blocks it and pulls out his dagger that was hidden in his pocket.
Yeah, you mean cheating, his penis.
The cheating little prick.
Sword.
Ralph points the dagger right at Necro's heart. You lost, Necro. Because if you take one step closer, you're going to die, says Ralph. Look down, Ralph, says Necro. Ralph looks down and sees a dagger pointing straight up towards his balls. You activated my trap sword. Let's call it a tie, says Necro. Never, says Ralph.
Oh, the cinematic intrigue of a George R.R. Martin novel.
This is the ghost of Amadeus Arkham.
Thank you, someone finally got that.
Ralph moves his left hand with the dagger in it slowly. He gets his hand close enough to Necro's arm with the dagger in it. In it? In his hand. Necro doesn't seem to notice what's going on, Ralph says to himself, loud enough for Necro to hear. Ralph turns the dagger around and points it right at Necro's arm. Ralph stabs Necro's arm with the dagger, and Necro let us go of the dagger.
These are like 14-year-olds.
Necro screams in pain.
Let us surprise.
Why you do that for?
Why you do that for?
I thought you said no one would get hurt as we battled with live steel, says Necro. Why you ask simple? I did it because it was my only option left. You said you wanted to see who the master was, and you must use what at your disposal, says Ralph. Oh, God. Necro runs at Ralph in a blind rage like the one I feel right now. You're going to lose, says Ralph as he shakes his head. The swords clash again and again. They were moving at blinding speed, and no one could see them.
Because they were blind.
The crowd was in awe at how fast they were moving. Aww. An hour has in the past since the fight began.
What?
They were slowing down to a halt.
Round for Necro, we're breathing heavily.
Because well, we all know that in a decent sword fight in the movie, they slow down to a halt. That's how you
recover. And breathe heavily.
It also lasts for a fucking hour.
Yeah.
Ralph was lying on the ground with Necro's sword pointed straight at him. XX.
Okay, I will do many dishes when we finish it.
Give him some credit, Steve-O. It's just a defensive mechanism implemented by the brain automatically when faced with this level of failure.
Are you saying Mystery Science Theater 3000 was just a human reaction?
Yes.
Just like antibody to horrible films.
But like, you know how, for example, how trauma survivors, you know, just have like automatic shutdown reactions when they encounter something similar to their abuse? It's exactly like that.
Tony.
I'm just gonna say, if you even listen to the intro to this fucking show, our defense against this bad fan fiction is alcohol.
Yep.
It's in the intro, for God's sake.
Deep hurting.
He has a point.
Who the winner was, and we're running up to him.
What?
That was a landline phone, courtesy of Chowder.
Whoa, tell me somebody recorded that. Steve-O, you have that on tape, right?
I've had it on tape for the last, like, 13 times.
No, I want to make sure, because that would be, like, a perfect death noise for my game.
Please read.
They all stop when they got close to those two. Congrats, man. I never thought you beat me, and how did you go so fast, asks Ralph. Thanks, and you did well, too.
Sonic, how go fast?
Well, you see,
one mistake you made was stabbing my arm. If anyone stabs me, I lose control and go that fast. And I die. That's why you lost me, says Necro. Necro helps Ralph off the ground, and they bow to each other. They put their location swords back in the shafts.
In their shafts.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
No. I'm gonna bust all this up, and I'm gonna finish my drink at the end of it. That's how I'm gonna.
Like, Tony, totally Tony, I think you can back me up on this one. But you and I have both taken long constitutionals where you just shove katanas right into our urethra.
That's how I spend 2:30 to 4:30 every day.
You know, it puts a really nice shine on the blade. That's what I'm saying.
Party tonight in my place, says Steve. They all look at him with a grin on their face.
Wait, who?
All right, one let's face. Go there.
Who is Steve again?
Their collective face,
says Edward. The crowd cheers and heads home to get ready for the party tonight. Edna manages to talk to every student there, but none of them gave her an answer to her questions. None of them knew anything about it. So how does my brother know all this? Edna says to herself. Okay.
Oh, Steve
the
was
the story is
the
really
sloth.
Introspective.
Steve is the sloth of the moth.
Yes, yeah, sloth the moth.
What? I thought he was sloth!
No, it's Steve the sloth.
Steve the sloth the moth. Okay. Yes. This is some inception, maybe. Clever. Necro heads to the hospital to get his arm stitched up. Laura and Sonic head back to Laura's place. Edna follows them all the way back to Laura's house. Before Edward gets in the door, Edna taps his on the shoulder. Edward, I asked everyone, and they all said they didn't tell you. I want to know how you know about all that, asks Edna. Edna has a very sweet and innocent look on her whore face. That won't work, Edna. And no matter how hard you try, I will never tell you. You have your secrets, and I have mine, says Edward. You got a point there. I'm not going to give up, and finding the truth from you, says Edna. Edna walks back home with the headache from all this. The three of them head into Laura's room. How do you know all this? Asks Laura. I'm sorry, Laura. I won't tell you. I just want to make sure this info doesn't get leaked. That's the only reason I'm not telling anyone, says Edward. That understandable, says Laura. That night, at the party, the three of them show up at Steve's door. Edward knocks on the door without a keg. Jessica answers the door with the twins, Belle and Linda, standing behind her. Hi, all. Thanks for coming, says Belle. All three of them say their hello to them.
Yeah.
Hi, we're here for the funeral.
Sonic looks around and sees 100 bottles of bear lying around.
Of bear.
That's the best typo of the whole story.
Sonic
start singing the 100 Bottles of Bear Song inside his head.
One, two, three, four. 100 bottles of bear on the bear wall. 100 bottles of bear.
I told you to stop stealing those bottles, Yogi.
I'm sorry, Boo-Boo. I can't help myself. I gotta mince up the other bears in this woods and put them in a bottle.
Bear.
Bottles of bear.
Why do you think there were only three bears at Jellystone?
Dave, I'm going to make us little like necklaces with a small bottle that has an image of the bear from Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, on it.
A party turns on late into the night, much like this fic, and by the time the party was over, the 100 bottles of bear were all empty. Everyone was drunk and nude.
Whoa. Okay. Great.
Like how they just slipped in there.
The bears probably, like,
no one got
them
up from where they were. Everyone stayed there for the night and slept where they lied. No one got up to use the bathroom. Oh, no.
That was...
It's the pee potty.
Edward and Laura were in the 69 position. Sonic has his face right near Belle Pussy, and his cock was near Jessica and Linda face.
That's not 69. That's like a twist.
We haven't met.
No, that's though. Edward and Laura. Sonic. Oh. Sonic, a bit different.
So Sonic is contortioning in his sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Edward and Laura were in the 69 position. Sonic has his face right near Belle Pussy, and his cock was near Jessica and Linda face. Everyone went to the bathroom multiple times during the night. In stark contrast to the last sentence of the previous paragraph.
No, not necessarily.
They just during didn't the get night, up no one got up to use the bathroom.
Nobody got up to use the bathroom. It didn't mean that they didn't go.
No, they went to the bathroom.
Shut your whore mouth! I don't need to.
Look, the next person who reads is going to get to, like, it'll make it even less ambiguous.
The next person to read is Spencer.
Hooray! Oh.
The next person to read is David.
Shit! Okay, everyone, okay. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm intentionally not, because the sounds of people speaking.
Everyone woke up and they smelled like urine.
And smelled like
urine. Smelled like urine.
Everyone took a shower. Down.
Everyone took a shower two at a time. After that was all done, everyone says their goodbyes over there. Sonic, I'd like to show you something since we're close by, says Edward. Sure, I like to see it, says Sonic. The three of them? There were two in that exchange. The three of them head off to where Edward wanted to go.
They took a rug from the house.
Probably.
Edward showed Sonic and Laura the graveyard. Follow me, says Edward. No. I want that uncomfortable pause to be there. Follow me, says Edward. The two of them follow Edward farther into the cemetery. Here it is. This person was a loyal friend of mine, and I'll always miss him, says Edward. All three of them read the tombstone.
He died from Eggman's massive attack.
Shut up. I'm not even... Shut up.
Sorry.
Warlock Seth, also known as Druid Carr.
Here lies Seth, also known as Druid Kyle.
He was loved by our endless bad money. He was taken by us too soon.
We killed him. That was our bad.
For his rest in peace. For what he didn't accomplish in life, may he do it in the afterlife. Born 1981, died March 30, 2007.
You know what?
Okay, we have a date for this.
Yeah, well, an approximate. And also, I'm very surprised it didn't say rip in peace.
Rip in pepperoni.
Yep.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Edward, says Sonic. All three stood there for a while their emotions took over there. Their emotions took over. Sonic and Laura didn't know what to say to Edward. All three of them stood there for a couple of hours, hoping for the best.
Nope.
All three of them stood there over there for, well, actually, that one kind of would work. For a couple of hours, hoping for the best for him wherever he is now. They all head back to Laura Place and stayed there for the rest of the day. They spent the rest of the day. No, I said stayed.
There's no way to pronounce that. That's not just
said. I said stayed.
It's spelled for the listeners at home. S-T-A-I-D.
So it is.
Actually, that would be stayed. Yeah, that'd be stayed. Yeah. So yeah,
it's just
he just spells it completely wrong because he's an asshat.
Which is an actual
there for the rest of the day.
There's absolutely no reason to be there.
They spent the rest of the day there helping Edward through this difficult time. They all slept in Laura's room. First day, they got up to have breakfast. Edward's still upset with one of his friends died and having to go to a funeral this Saturday, despite the fact that he is clearly already in the ground.
Well, no.
I hope that they have pancakes.
Different funeral.
After breakfast, Edward was still crying because all this death that has happened to him so... Shit. That has happened so close to him. Laura, can you stay here? Can you stay here with Edward for a while? I still have to get a tux for the funeral on Saturday, says Sonic.
Sure, I can stay with him,
says Laura. Thanks, Laura. I'll be back as soon as I can, says Sonic. Sonic heads out the door after grabbing his car. Sonic heads back to the mall and sees the crowds are back. Heads over to the tux store and gets some assistance from the gentleman who works there. After 30 minutes have passed.
We sell tuxedos.
Actually, you know, there's a Joe Pacific Bank in my mall.
Fuck you, Devin.
Whatever, fucking asshole. Overpriced bank.
The house a Hot Topic as a tuxedo shop.
Well, it also houses a Spencer, like right next door.
After
30 minutes of fast, Sonic finally has a tuck for himself and pays for it. Spencer, we're gonna watch Sonic middle away his afternoon.
Please finish.
Oh God, no! There's so many paragraphs.
Is it the story or is it his singing bothering you?
Sonic takes a look around the mall before he leaves. Sonic notices a porno store. He sees kids his age walking into the place. Sonic walks in and notices the employee for the month and his scrawny cat.
You know what? You know what we need? We need a porn store for kids.
Yeah, man. You know,
something for kids. That can't be the same one I met earlier this... No, sorry. That can't be the same one I met earlier this week, Sonic says to himself. Sonic walks into the back room and notices a lot of guys and girls masturbating while a porno running. Sonic stood right behind a fox girl that looks like Edna. He put his tux down. And what?
It's like a comic book author taking out the eraser.
Wipes out his cock. Sonic starts jerking off, and this fox turns around and looks right his cock while playing with her pussy still. She sticks her tongue out and grasps the head of his penis with the cold nut, and licks the head of his cock. She then opens her mouth and sticks his cock in her mouth as much as possible. She begins to suck his cock slowly, enjoying the taste of it. She never looked up at Sonic, so he couldn't see who it was that was giving him head. After 10 minutes, Sonic and the girl come at the exact same time. The girl drinks all of Sonic come down. She does her pants back up and heads out the door as fast as she could with a smile on her face.
My mouth and also come. Liquid gold.
Also like come.
Semen sells for so much on eBay.
Sacrilegious amounts of semen. Sonic heads out into the mall after he does up. What does he say it like that? What the fuck? Does up his pants to see
That's if kind of he a weird way of saying it. Fuck.
Does his pants
he
up?
He doesn't see her anywhere.
Yeah, do up your pants.
And there was nothing there at all.
Sonic goes back in to ask the guy there, but he doesn't know who that was either. He's really having a hard time remembering, like, everything. Or, sorry, that wasn't there. Ether,
yes. He was about to find that out.
He was late to an ether frolic. Sonic also grabs his tux and heads back to Lara's place. After 30 minutes walking back to Lara's house, Sonic sees Edward getting a blowjob from Laura on the couch through the window. I got one earlier, and now he getting one lucky boy.
Oh my god. I just figured it out. This is so meta. This what? Is a dramatization, anthropomorphizing all of the animals used to do STD testing in the 60s.
Has there been a dolphin?
Not yet.
Sorry, dude. Your theory's out the window, bro.
No, suddenly, it's impossible. Yeah, just keep an eye out. For a half-submerged house. No, I'm dead. You know this actually fucking happened. They had a half-submerged house. They were testing the speech capabilities of the dolphin, whether or not they could actually communicate with humans. And the dolphin, there was a point where this dolphin started getting too aggressive. So the handler had to jerk the dolphin off.
And they were getting high together.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
dropping LSD.
Straight up fucking happened.
Well, jerked him off. Oh, 60s.
He's getting one lucky boy, considering everything he's been through since I got here, Sonic says to himself. Sonic waits till they're done before he comes in the house. Sonic looks through the window and sees they're done. Sonic walks into the house and sees them sitting on the couch. How you felling, Edward, because... you have been really upset since yesterday, asked Sonic. That's not a question. I'm a little better now. I saw you looking through the window, says Edward. Oh, I was trying to hide out of sight, but you saw me. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yes, he just said that.
I got a blowjob from a fox girl at the porno store. That's a sentence.
All right, for anybody who's listening, anybody who's reading, anybody in the chat right now, please at some point, based on Tony's recommendation, click on the link called Presenting the Lady Who Regularly Gave a Horny Dolphin a Hand Job.
Nope.
Awesome.
But I have no idea what her name is. I also had this felling I've never had before, and I think it love says...
I can't stop this felling.
All the people... After Even Bunny and Sally and I guess Tails as well.
Girl, you jacking off my dolphin.
He never felt love before until he got sucked off by some random girl he never recognized in a pawn shop.
And I think it love, says Sonic. Good for you, and I hope you find her eventually. Because love is blind, says Edward. Thanks, Edward. Who was Seth anyway? Ask Sonic. I'll tell you about him.
What?
She was kind.
This is Cinderella. He's going to have to go around putting his dick in girls' mouths until he finds the perfect fit.
You know, you're actually not far off from what actually happens, if memory serves correctly.
Oh, God, no.
You know, all right. I think that might be the episode title, is Dickerella.
The thing is, you never really know what's going to happen, even if you read it before, because it's like going back in time. Every time it's different. The timeline is always changing.
All right, now Spencer.
It never gets any better, but it always changes.
Who was Seth anyway? Ask Sonic. I'll tell you about him. He was a kind and loving young man. He wrote stories and was married. He spoke what was on his mind and was always honest with everyone.
This sounds like something from AxeCon.
He wrote stories and was married.
Yes. Yep.
He never held anything back. He died from cancer.
That's not funny.
It's not, but we'll let it slide because it actually is.
And it was too late for the doctor.
I can't do the voice anymore.
Look, I'm sorry, and I have to make this joke. Anything. There's a lot of touching going on in the story. I'm just glad at least somebody was touched by cancer.
That the good ones have to die so young and taken away from everything that they love, says Edward. Is there anything else you like to tell me about him?
No, end chat tree Mass Effect. Go away.
Yes, there is, says Edward. Edward spends the rest of the day telling Sonic and Laura all about Seth Rogen. Seth. And what he did during his life. I wish I knew him. Because he sounded like an interesting guy.
from what you told me about him, says Sonic. Yes.
It sounded that way.
This doesn't make any sense. Hold on. So, I'm going to read the last two sentences again. I wish I knew him because he sounded like an interesting guy from what you told me about him. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did sound like an interesting guy. Thank you to all of our readers.
To be fair, 2 hours of this is an eternity.
It is. It really is. And now we're in a new millennium. This is the Futurama millennium. Duh.
Does this mean we're going to have a robot to read this shit for us?
No, we still have to read it ourselves. Thank you to...
Where's the suicide booth?
Logan, Devin, Spencer, Sean, yes. David, Roy, Tony, and Val. I'm so depressed.
Did you say Logan?
Don't worry though, you guys. We only have 20 more pages of chapter 5 to go through.
Oh my god.
And then another 30 pages of the story.
I was going to say, there's two parts of that sentence that just drop your heart. Drops your heart to the floor when he says there's 20 pages
20
left.
20 pages.
And then it drops your heart into an oil well when it says of this chapter.
And then somebody throws a match into the oil well.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fan Fiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanFiction.com. Where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Level 99, Fanfic Nation, Level 99, Rolling Thunder, aka Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.